If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Top of the morning, folks. It's Captain Liam here. I hope you're all well. Today, I'm honored to have Ono Ebbins, the founder of a new platform that's very exciting called Ask the Bridge. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you, Liam.
Excellent. Firstly, this is not an interview. It's a conversation. So we don't really know where it's going to go. It's kind of like a captain's chat on the bridge when crew come up or vendors. So tell us about this platform, because it's something that I think is going to change the industry, because it really, I'm a big believer in standardization, yeah. As you know. With your wealth of knowledge, where did you come up with the idea, Ask the Bridge? Where did you see the gap?
Well, it basically came through conversations I had with captains. And they basically told me, like, I had this one example. I'll give you one example, if I may. Yeah. Like, how much time do I have, Liam?
Because, as long as you want, I'm relaxed. Great. With good company like this, you could go on for hours. You know?
Do we need to tell them where we are now at the moment, actually?
Oh, yeah, we're in a beautiful place. Organized by yourself.
We're in a beautiful place. So I was talking to this captain, and he did just dropped off charter. He's at the 70-meter plus. So he should be happy. But he was like, it was kind of annoying. He was like, I had such a bad last day of charter. I said, what happened? Well, we had, like, the guest wanted to do laundry on the final day. Okay, of course, we'll help the guest. So we gave the laundry to, she puts it in our appliance, which is a melee, like most vessels. And she clicks, she presses the button, and she gets an error code. So what is SOP? And you radio the engineer.
Yes.
But final day of charter, everybody busy.
Stress levels are up.
And you know what it's like? Well, she doesn't take the menu because that's a big book. No, she goes to ChatGPT and says, this is my error code. What do I do? And she gets the wrong answer. So she ruins the laundry, ruins the machine.
Ruins the trip.
So on that little item, so the guest's unhappy, charter broke unhappy. Boss unhappy, management company unhappy, and Miller, like, I'm not sure if this is a warranty issue anymore. Can you imagine how he felt? So I started talking to people. So how does that happen often? They're like, because everybody more and more is using AI, or they see a TikTok video or a YouTube and they're like, well, this is the way you taught me how to clean the deck, the teak, but I saw on TikTok, if I do this, it also works. It might.
Yeah.
But it might not, so you don't know.
Yeah, I resonate with that. A lot of times the engineers, I'll see them doing something like, that doesn't look right. Where did you pick that up? And like, YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but that's a different model engine. You shouldn't be going that deep into the components, you know?
Exactly. So then I started looking into the power of AI.
Yeah.
And AI is amazing. And we use it, we should use it. And basically, what AI does really well, it structures information so quickly.
Yes.
Much quicker than we possibly can.
Absolutely.
And therefore gives us the information. But you have to give it guardrails. You need to tell it not to hallucinate, because AI is programmed to please us. And I mean, everybody has tried to talk to AI. Some people talk about their relationships and mental problems with AI.
Yeah.
And you're big into mental problems, but AI is there to hallucinate. It will come to tell you, what a great question.
Yes.
And you're doing fantastic. And it doesn't stop talking to you.
It more supports your ideology.
In a way.
Yeah.
Unless you obviously validate it through another source. So I'm not saying AI is bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for something so specific at the superyacht industry, we needed something that's validated.
Yes. And that's the information you mean. Consolidation of the information and then validate the information.
Exactly.
Okay. And the goal is to provide a tool for captains, heads of department, or crew.
All crew, for the industry, for every industry specialist. If it's a captain or crew, you want to know something about a destination, you can ask the bridge. If you want to know something about teak, you can ask the bridge. You know, something about pavement, you ask the bridge. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm finding a ton of partners. I've got the first five, six signed up. They basically share all their information to the bridge, all their knowledge, which is in a way publicly available.
Yes.
But then AI will just search everywhere and not know which ones. I'm saying, no, you only can search in the information I give you.
Yes.
Dear AI, my dear friend AI.
Yeah.
And therefore, and then it gives you the information that, for example, one of our partners is Teekdecken Systems, great company. And so we'll be like, well, Teekdecken Systems suggests you do this. That means you've got a validation from...
So it's kind of the manufacturer's recommendations.
Also.
But consolidated in a platform that's specific to yachting.
Exactly.
Rather than a bosun who thinks he knows more about teak cleaning than teak decking systems.
Potentially, yes. Yeah. And then we'll have a group of companies. We're looking for a group of ambassadors that say, like, I've got a lot of knowledge. I'm talking to people that have been in the industry forever. It's like, I've written a book on this. Like, give me that book. I'll add it to the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when you told me you came up with this idea through speaking to captains, you saw the gap.
Yeah.
The implementation, talk about timing. When are you thinking about bringing this into the industry? So it's because it's quite exciting.
It's super exciting. So I came up with the idea in November.
Okay.
The platform was ready 1st of February. So it's that quickly you can build nowadays.
Yeah.
It just looks like...
If you've got the right skill set. I mean, you're quite a unique man. I mean, if I was building, it would be taking 10 years.
Well, if you would have built this 5 years ago, it would have taken you a year.
Yeah.
Now, nowadays, it goes much quicker. So I've got a great team to build it. So it's ready 1st of Feb. Now we're loading all the information to it. So we're training. It's a large language model, right? LLM. We build our own engine.
Yeah.
And that engine, we're training that engine now with all the information from all the partners that we have, and we're launching first week of April.
What's the fear? Exciting, really exciting, first reliable. But what's the fear you think people have? Or do you see any fear people have with AI?
Oh, it's going to be, I mean, listen.
Because everyone thinks they know better. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm the only...
Especially captains and yacht crew.
Well, what I fear and what I think the industry will fear is our industry, unfortunately, doesn't like change that much.
True.
Yeah. So people will say like, oh, that's not possible. And we've already doing this. Or
it was done this way on another boat.
Yeah. Every boat is different. Yeah. You know, like we're going to get that feedback. So I'm just saying, like, what I'm not trying to do is take over the knowledge that's on board.
Yes.
I'm talking about all the generic things that everybody needs to know.
Yes.
But it's also the generic thing. If I go to a destination and I work with the Ministry of Tourism and the local agents, they'll put in the tips of the year for the best restaurants or best places to go. It's just a nice question to ask. What you do with it is fine, but it's good to have that new validated information. But no, I'm going to get like a lot of people going to say like, oh, no, our industry is really small. Every boat is different. We have our own ways.
Yeah.
But then you come to you do your standardization.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... But they did the same thing when I founded A-Crew. You remember when we founded A-Crew, they said the same thing. No one cares about captains and crew.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
They do. They do. And captains do at their heart. I mean, everyone fears being judged, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And when you're judging someone's opinion of the way they do things, that's sometimes the hardest thing to break, is that ego. I think where Ask the Bridge comes in, it's even in the title. It's not, this is, you know, someone's specific opinion of it. This is the manufacturer's recommendations, vetted and validated by industry professionals or ambassadors that will work. What are the kind of arms of this? Because my mind, you know, as you know me, we had a wonderful trip in Costa Palma recently, and we saw the standardization of luxury done by Four Seasons.
Yeah.
What are the arms of this going to be? For example, could we go into almost menu planning or asking questions about certain dishes? You mentioned service as one arm.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on who is willing to share the knowledge. And so the more knowledge we put in there, so I'm inviting everybody to just contact me and say, like, I've got some great knowledge. And if you're a company, you will have to pay for it. And if you're an individual, you'll be recognized for it.
Yeah.
So I'm asking everybody, just share that knowledge. Don't be afraid to share your knowledge, because we're in a knowledge sharing world at the moment.
And people are going to find it anyway.
We're going to find it anyway. So, and that's the thing. If you put it in there, you've claimed it.
Yes.
As yours.
Okay, I see the point. So if there's a good lobster, you know, vodka pasta sauce, for example, this is the way my mind's thinking. Even as a chef, they can go into the app. Will there be an app or?
It's going to be as a website now, and the app will be launched in June.
In June, okay. So as a chef, midsummer, a client comes up and they say, we want to try that cocktail that Four Seasons do down on the beach here in Mexico. They'll be able to access that information if a company company invests in it.
Yes, and the nice thing is, and what it will do differently than AI would do, it's not going to make up a lobster recipe, because that's what AI would do, a lobster sauce recipe. It's going to say, literally going to say, oops, we don't have that answer, but here's a list of specialists and ambassadors. You might want to ask the question. So it pops up a list of people. Understood. And there might be a chef in there.
Yeah.
And I can say, I want to ask this chef if they know a good recipe for whatever I need.
Or for the genial.
And that's the difference with regular AI, because what regular AI would have done in this case, it's a great example.
Yeah.
It would have said, like, I don't know. So it will go search somewhere and find, like, maybe someone who on TikTok once posted a recipe like that, you know, and thought it was amazing.
Gave you half the ingredients and half the...
Yeah, and maybe might not be up to the standard.
Yeah.
Or with a bit of luck, it might be up to the standard, but we don't know because it's not validated.
Yeah, true. What about, you know, and I'm trying to kind of understand it in a way that people from different aspects can look, because it's an important interview. And it's important for you, especially as captains, me coming from that background. If I'm cruising the south of Spain or I'm cruising Spain, if, like, let's say, you know, let's say management companies or agencies input their information for itineraries, even like charter itinerary, as an ambassador with great people, that information is then broadcast or available as a source.
Exactly.
And the source is recognized?
The source is always recognized.
Fantastic.
Because that's what you want. You want the source recognized, one, for the person that's looking to know, I know I've got a validated source, but also for the companies that have put in the effort to share their knowledge. Because let's face it, it's a marketing tool for them.
Yeah.
You want to be seen as a specialist.
Yes. Yeah. You want to provide your information that's validated and it's judged, and that's okay.
And that will get you leads, because for people like people always go back to the person that has taught them something new.
Yes. Very much so.
Yeah.
European-based, obviously, and you're coming out of Mallorca at the moment. How big do you see? You're going to start in the Med and then globally spread?
Now
it's like...
Listen, the thing is with you guys, you work on boats. So you travel the whole time.
Yeah.
There's no limitations there. It's like wherever you are, you can access the internet, you can access the bridge.
Well, that's great, because the experience we just had there at Costa Palmas, people don't know about the marina facilities there. So if a company like Costa Palmas or Four Seasons or any kind of management company, brokerage firm, marina out there, if they're looking to work with you as an ambassador, their information, the depths, the facility fees, the marina services is all going to be instantly available, rather than having to click, find the contact.
Well, otherwise you do a Google search or you find an agent and you have to go through the whole website. And that's what the power of AI is. It just organizes it. I'm not reinventing the wheel. The only thing that I'm doing is, with the knowledge that I've gained in the past 20 years, is saying, okay, I've got a great bunch of followers.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people, so I can make sure that people actually use the bridge. I've got great friends like you that will help me get the bridge out to the world.
Yeah, validate the information. And
and I know how to build this kind of things instead of you having to do it yourself.
That's basically
what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the world these days, I know. People forget the specialties they have. Yeah. Everyone thinks they know a little bit about a lot, and that can be dangerous. Like, I don't know AI. I don't, you know, a lot of things I don't know. And then I rely on people like you to say, okay, if you can build something that makes my life easier, I can focus on the client. And that's the business I'm in.
I know. And that's like, and you guys need to be patient, right? Because in the beginning, you'll get a lot of, oops, we don't know the answer.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to, it's going to take time to grow and build it.
Yeah.
But the information that is in there is validated.
Fantastic. Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super exciting. Yeah. And then we build some great things on top of it.
Yeah, well, I think that's what's good about our industry too, yachting in a sense, because it does give you that global space to kind of spread your wings a little bit and come out with these ideas that people say, that's a bit crazy. But then when you use an application, like you're saying, of that poor stewardess that had error code EO7 and made a fundamental mistake because she didn't take a minute and pause.
Well, she thought she was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You can't even blame. Well, you can blame her, but like, it was not intended. The most things we do wrong, or the most information we give or share, we've heard from someone, it's not intentional that we're sharing wrong information.
Yeah.
I believe in the good of people in general, but you need to know where your source comes from. I mean, It's like when they used to, when we used to be at school, they would say like, oh, you always have to have two sources or three sources, right?
To validate the information for the essay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then we didn't, of course.
What trends? Let's go into yachting a bit. Yeah. Not only, we're talking about Ask the Bridge, but this is a captain's chat.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a lot of decades experience in this yachting sector, you know, from inside it, from outside it, from a professional aspect. Where do you see the last couple of years, post-COVID, where do you see the trends shifting? I mean, we're talking AI, we're talking information.
It's so interesting because during COVID, everybody was saying it's the end of the boat shows.
Yeah.
Oh, we're like, we don't need them anymore. And I don't think that's true because I think our industry is so reputation focused, so much about who you know and about personal contact. So I don't think that's ever going to leave, but I think we're looking at a shift because what I think is that people are much more aware of their expenses, especially measuring their expenses. Mm. When you look at a marketing budget or if the owner wants to put the boat for charters, like where do I put my money at, right? Like where do I go to? Which yacht show do I visit? Am I willing to spend a lot of money on entertaining guests, brokers or whatsoever? How do I measure my ROI?
Yeah.
So I think COVID has made us very aware of the fact that the human interaction is very important.
Yeah.
But it needs to make sense.
It needs to be supported.
It needs to be supported.
Like you're saying, validated.
Yeah. Because if it's not validated, we're just like, our industry is, because we're such a small niche industry.
Yeah.
We're always a little bit behind to corporates. Why? Because we don't have the resources. We don't have the money.
We don't have the accountability.
And we don't have the accountability.
We have the individual owner, captain, broker relationship.
And we think we know everything better.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, come on, let's face it. It's just like, we think we know it all.
Yeah.
And we do, because we have a great industry and we work with great people. We work with ultra, ultra high net worths and they're so pleased with us.
Yeah.
So what is there not to love? But in the end, I think it's going to change because before people would accept that if they have a vessel for charter, an owner, that it might cover costs, but you probably wouldn't make any money out of it.
Yeah.
Right? It's tough. Your boss looks at it differently, for example.
Very much so. He's got a lot of experience, number one. He's got a fantastic brokerage firm behind him with Northrop & Johnson. So there's a lot of transparency and it's a strong relationship. But I see these posts nowadays, and we're going into the brokerage world, which people get a bit sensitive about that.
I
love brokers, but in terms of sensitivity of the information. But you know, I saw a post the other day which talked about a vessel, purchasing a vessel, chartering off, making all this money, depreciation, tax benefits and so forth, and it's a for-profit run ideology.
Yeah.
And that's great. I think that's fantastic. But I think we're forgetting the fundamental thing. This is a service experience-based business. The selling, the buying, all of that is great. But if the owners are not enjoying their platforms, they will not invest in yachting. They will not invest in the people like you, the people like me. So that's why I always back it up and say, all that's fantastic. You know, shipyards, marinas, boat shows, great. But where are we looking after the client? The tool you're building creates time. Time creates the ability and the space to take an owner on those experiences that help them invest back in.
Yeah. Plus, what it helps is, and I think that's a big thing for me, because I've always said that the captain and the crew are the most essential asset on a vessel. People come back to your boat or buy your boat because they love their captain. It's so different than the private dimensions and the real estate that they own, that they travel to. Somehow on a vessel becomes so much more familiar.
Mm.
It's like, and everybody's different, I get that. But we need to make sure that the captain and the crew are empowered to deliver their best version of themselves and their service and the best team they can be, because therefore the client or the owner will have the best experience they can have, and that will grow the industry. And what I see, and that's going to be part of what I'm going to do, is I'm looking at ways to get new people to try out yachting.
Okay.
Because there's a big industry out there, a lot of people out there that can afford to charter yachts, and then can potentially afford to buy a yacht after that. But they are not into yachting yet, right? There's a lot of like unknown about it as well still.
Yeah.
And so I want, there's this triangle between the people that can charter or own a vessel.
Yeah.
then you got all the destinations and company that can service a vessel, and then you got the vessel that works together, the operations with the brokers and the management companies included, that make sure that we have that experience. So that triangle, that's my triangle.
That's the world you live in.
That's the world I live in, and that's the world I'm trying to connect.
Oh, fantastic. And that's what Ask the Bridge is. It's that triangle, that kind of holy trinity that brings it all together to provide validated information. Let me ask you a tough question now. How do you quantify freeing up time or the quality of the information you're providing to give the client, which is either the, by the sound of this, this is either the clients you have are the owners, the industry itself, shoreside, and the vessels themselves, operation.
Yeah.
You gave a basic example of a stewardess, you gave an example of a charter broker, you gave an example of the owner. So that triangle you've got, and I resonate with that because that's my decision-making triangle.
Exactly.
Every decision I make is based on that. How do you quantify then the time you're making available by using Ask the Bridge? How do you understand how much time you're freeing up so it happens?
Would I say that, so you could look at it from, okay, I'll give you two answers on that. I'll give you the answer that you can free up time.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the answer that's going to cost you time. Let me start with the first one. So where it frees up time is that we always get a lot of repeat questions. So as a captain, you might get the same question 8 times from different crew members.
You're right. And this summer in Alaska, for an example, I've got so many captains coming up saying, what's an itinerary? What's Alaska like? I'm like, cool. Here's the generic. Is the same thing again and again.
Exactly. So if it's in one tool, it frees up your time.
Yes.
Because so there's a lot of was talking to a registry to say, we get like 100 emails a day about the same question. If it's in the bridge, we can just say, ask the bridge.
Perfect.
So they're saving up that time.
That'll be my answer from now on. Ask the bridge.
Ask the bridge. I think it's a great name.
I think it's a great name too.
I'm very fond of it, to be honest.
Well, I'm from the bridge, so it's like, cool, ask the bridge. Ask there the you bridge. Go. It's, yeah, it's the next level the up from the real bridge. It's like, ask the bridge.
Exactly. But then again, by having that information available, you're going to learn new things that you need to implement. So it will upgrade your service level, but that would cost a bit of time.
Where the training comes in.
Where the change comes in, and change always costs time. So it depends on what you want with it. Do you want it to help you with your efficiency? It can. Do you want it to help improve and grow? It can. But it depends on what your objective is.
Understood. Generationally, there's different people of different generations think different things.
Yes.
You know, we're a similar generations in a sense, and I look at all these young 20-year-olds coming into yachting and they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. How do we transfer the wealth of information people like yourselves have and I have to that generation so they're more efficient? So I think they'll be a lot more comfortable than this than the older generation. Would that be correct?
Well, I think the new generation is pretty efficient.
Yeah.
I think there's these massive Gen Z discussions. I don't support them because I think every generation has its merits and its benefits.
Yeah.
I think we misunderstand them quite often, and they misunderstand us as well. Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got kids in the Gen Z age group, so you know what?
Well, they're much more smarter than me.
But they're incredibly intelligent.
It's very much so. I think so.
But it also means that they're incredibly demanding. Because they have all that information available.
And they want more quicker.
They want to learn. Their attention span is way longer. So if we keep treating them as we did, say like, well, this is how we've done it for the past 20, 30, 40 years, that's not going to resonate. It's the same that would have happened to you 20 years ago. It wouldn't have resonated. And in 20 years...
I wanted to take over the world. I wanted to take over the world.
They're ready. So, and also people, because there's so much information available, people want to be multidisciplined. So I think if you're going to look at you see now, we've got a massive increase of deck stews.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Or women on deck. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wouldn't have been possible a while ago, or less possible.
Yeah.
So people want to diversify. People want to experience things. I mean, you told me you send away the chef sometimes because you like to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those are the things that we're doing. I think
the cross-training is important for me.
I mean, it's fun to work on a boat. It's fun to work with.
It should be.
I mean, Yeah.
See, I look at it different. I look at a lot of yachts that I hear negative stories that come from are very hierarchical. And there's a place for that. When it comes to safety, there has to be a hierarchical system. But when it comes to performance and results, and I've got a little goosebumps here because this is passionate to me, is I believe we're like a professional football team. We're all paid to do a result and get in our positions. You can't say a junior stewardess is not professional and not doing her best. And the moment you disrespect her, you're not going to get the best out of her. So you have to give them the quality of information, like you're saying, ask the bridge. That gives her the tools.
That gives her the tools. And I'm going to add to it. I'm just going to pitch it for now. I'm just taking over for a second. We're also developing crew harmony.
Ah, what's that? Oh. That's right up my alley. Is this to keep the crew calm, is it?
Crew harmony is about team building, communication, and longevity.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Team building, communication, longevity.
Yeah. So can you imagine?
Opposed to drinking at the bar all night in some bars.
Well, that could be good for team building.
Yeah, but not the other components.
No, but can you imagine? You live at confined quarters. Mm. So you talk football team.
Yeah.
But that football team goes home.
Gets in a Bentley and drives
gets
off.
Gets in bed, has a family down there, has people that support them. And you know what I mean? Your team has to go into share that, like, the quarters
with the crew mess
with someone else, and they might not be in the mood. So what I'm building is crew harmony. It basically consists of three things. One, everybody is doing their behavioral assessment, which means I learn how you think, which means if I want something from you, Liam, I can adapt my behavior to you. If you want something from me, you adapt it to me. Say that I am much more a calm person. You don't come shouting at me like, oh no, we need to do this now, because that panics me. And in a moment of stress, no, you know, I need calm, that you come with me in calm. But I know that you need structure. So if I come with you, I don't say, oh, the lines are everywhere, because then no, I say like, lines are on the bow, but I think we should move them there because this is happening. That's how you think. Yeah. If I understand that better, I can communicate better with you.
Very much
so. That's all in an app. So I can find your profile. I can see like, oh, I need something from Liam. How does he match?
Yeah,
and I can do all these matches. Then you know as a leader which people will communicate well together. So you can build your team based on that, because your football team, you want the right person at the right place, but you also want them, you want the best one, but also the best team player. You want best of both worlds.
That's a great way to look at it, because to be honest, so many times as a leader, I end up saying, look, engineer, stay in your lane. Chief Stew, stay in your lane. As opposed to breaking down the boundaries, creating a more harmonic approach, crew harmony, so they understand each other's more cultural psychology.
And it's behavioral. I don't believe, like, if we've got all these psychology assessments, they're great, but I don't care if I'm a red or a blue or a X or a Y.
Or a lion or a horse or whatever you want to call it.
No. It's do them, because they're great to learn more about yourself. What I care about is to understand what kind of behavior I have and what kind of way I communicate in, and the people I work with, because I want to understand them better, because it's about communication. So, and it changes. So every month you'll get like some repeat questions, and it measures your stress level. So you know, when you can see when people are getting more stressed or mildly stressed. Mm. So you as a leader know better how to handle it. And then when you hire, you bring it down to your top three. You give them that test through the app.
Okay.
And then it just says, and then you say like, oh, they match well with the team, because you got like a team profile.
Yeah.
Or like, so you pick like, okay, they're all three good because they're my final three. So, and you look for the one that matches best in your team, your football team.
Understood. Yeah.
That's what crew harmony does. And we tried it out.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. So we've tried it with a vessel, and I'm not going to mention this. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind, but like, I'm not.
Yachting,
so,
you never know.
So, and that was, we only did the testing there, just where we're testing if the test work. Yeah. I was sitting together with two engineers, a very junior engineer and a senior engineer. And we read out their profiles in the crew mess. They're all there. And we encouraged people to, like, let's share your profiles with people, talk about it. And they did. And they learned so much about each other. And then the junior engineer said, now I know why you're also always so annoyed with me.
Yeah.
Said, why? Because he said, the junior said, I make everything funny, like a joke.
Yeah.
And you are so serious that for you, that layer of humor, which is important to me, annoys you. Because you just want to go into that factual thing. And then the other said, like, finally, I've tried to explain it to you for 6 months, but you didn't get it. Because people find it hard to talk about themselves, to express themselves. It's hard to set your boundary.
Oh, so, very much so, especially with hierarchical structures.
And it's hard to say, like, well, I really didn't appreciate you talking to me like that. It's hard.
Yeah.
It leads to conflict. But if you can read it or say, like, well, please read my profile and you'll know more about me, then I'm like, okay.
But you're doing it on the front end. You're doing it on the employment process. So you're building a team. So you work together. And is it kind of like a self-feedback? Like, if I can do this every couple of months or
it's just a review process? You basically just keep going. And basically what the tool does is it asks you, the crew every month will send them an email or WhatsApp, say, please look at your questions and change everything that you have to change. And so it's based on the same engine, the same LLM that we built. And that's what it is.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot going on. Let me ask you, how do you unwind? What's your go-to? What can you tell people for your little secret in life, in the sense of how do you kind of relax and look at the bigger picture? Because I think you've talked so much about Ask the Bridge. You've talked so much about what you're doing for the industry. But what feeds that beautiful man of Ono? What's that go-to? Is it that moments in the mountains in Mallorca? Is it a book? Is it a glass of wine? What are those things that keep you grounded? Because that's the real key of success in life.
There's two things that make me extremely happy. One is playing golf.
Okay.
Yeah. I just love to.
We had a little putt yesterday.
Oh, but it's that moment. It's one of the few moments I can just switch off my phone and be in my world.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's meditation. I meditate as well. We do all these things. But golf is one. And the second is, you know, I host events and I'd like to put it together, is to sit aside and just watch it happen.
I saw that recently.
I just watched it happen.
So I had a beautiful opportunity to spend some time with Ono and get to know you a little bit better. Yeah. And I'm very humbled and very honored. And I can see why you kind of radiate that positivity. So your go-tos were the golf. Your go-tos were sitting and creating things. Yeah. I have a similar thing. For me, it's golf too. So we're going to have to play a game together. Yeah. You know what I mean? Have you played in Monte Carlo?
No.
Beautiful course.
See?
On top of Monaco. This year, we're going to try and do it. Are you going to the Monaco Boat Show?
I will be there.
So okay.
We'll make it happen.
All right. So this year, you're going to go through the summer, Monaco show, probably flibs, probably...
Yeah. So I'm still part of the Yacht Co. A crew, obviously. Yeah. So I'm hosting a few events with them. And then I'm developing the bridge. And we'll see. I'm hoping to do something big at Antigua end of the year. Antigua is my... I'm looking for a boat I can would collaborate a bit to do something really nice.
Oh, you've got Umbrella, you've got me.
I knew you told me you were going there.
I'm a give back person. So for me, I love the industry. Yeah. 25 years, I've got two children, and I want to show them how proud I am. But that only comes from change. It only comes from pushing boundaries a little bit. There's going to be haters out there. There are going to be people who don't want to change. And That's okay. Fine.
Yeah.
I encourage those people to get a hold of me, to get a hold of Ono. It's not about judging each other. It's more about supporting each other.
Yeah.